prayer. I was talking with a friend the other day about how to use these media, not to spread the good news for us than the news from the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam and these wisdom scriptures of the Vaishnava Siddhanta, which we kind of have dedicated our lives to spreading. And we were kind of different corners there, because one was more in the philosophical, academic logic and facts and all that, and also following the tradition of this knowledge system properly, authoritatively giving knowledge and instructions about the absolute truth, all of that. And then in the on the other corner, it was the more artistic point of view. But you know, these stories of the Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, and so on, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're not philosophical, scientific manuals of 1, 2, 3, like that. They are stories. They're written as poetry. It can be read or sung as poems. This is how the wise used to convey their knowledge and wisdom. It's very intelligent. And we became, maybe here in the West especially, influenced of this mechanistic worldview that comes with materialism. And we need to free ourselves from that, because then we can get stuck in this kind of 1, 2, 3 and logic and mathematical and AI generated guidance. And because AI is very logical, right? And helps us making systems that would then work. Let's set the machine into motion and we're churning out success. In the old days, that success came by the recruitment of new members. Things like that. It's the same, but actually, they use poetry, they use theater, they used imagery, the pictures and sculptures everywhere in these old cultures. That's how knowledge was being given, presented, and preserved very intelligently. And now we have this interest in digital form, which of course we can say will only exist as long as these complicated machines called computers exist. But I mean, in principle, you could hack these bits and bytes into rocks and preserve them for thousands of years. Or just pass the code from generation to generation, from disk to disk, storage to storage, whatever it will be. But I think we should be faithful to and learn from the intelligence, not just the mechanical engineering intelligence of the wise, but it's a different intelligence. And follow in their footsteps as they lived in the world of art, poetry, and so on. Storytelling. And there, telling their stories to inspire many, many people to follow that advice, walk that path, step into that cosmos and live there. You can see they're very intelligent and very sophisticated traditions established in these old cultures of India, China, and so on, for how to present knowledge, how to give wisdom, guidance to a society, to the masses of people. And if we understand that, in principle, in essence, then it's our job then to take that same principle and use with the media we have available today. Whether it is hacking it into stone or metal, or preserving digital code somehow or other. And whether it is by spreading the knowledge, walking around carrying a book bag across your shoulder on the streets, or pumping it out in huge mass over the information superhighway, right into the hearts and minds of people all over the world. Well, whatever facilities we have been given, take them as the blessing of God, as tools given to us to be used in that service of the Sankirtan mission.